Right, well, today we are really lucky to have one of our experts, Sarah Platt, here with us. She is a strategic online marketing person. And so welcome, Sarah.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
So you have been running your business for about 7 years, I believe?
Yeah, that's right. 7 or 8 years. I came from a PA background and moved into self-employment from there.
Yep.
Because of stuff going on in my family, and it was quite busy and we needed to have some flexibility.
Yeah.
So moved into that and been going strong ever since. Moved very quickly into the social media side of things, and that's where it's really taken off.
Absolutely wonderful. So Sarah is here today to give us her main top tip about launching business, seeing as this is our launch show of Intune Radio. So take it away, Sarah.
Okay, so one of my top tips would be to consider your audience, particularly consider the benefits of LinkedIn.
Okay.
It has some massive benefits that you may not consider. A lot of people, whatever industry they're in, whether it's it might be accountancy, so it's an obvious one, electrician, yoga teacher, not so obvious maybe, but actually, you know, your audience is most likely there. I had a look this morning, actually. In the UK, there are 3 million directors sitting there on LinkedIn.
Wow.
There are 6 million managers sitting there in the UK on LinkedIn.
Gosh,
so that's 9 million plus decision makers sitting there waiting for you and waiting to see you, really.
Yeah.
So it's definitely worth considering.
I personally, I mean, I am on LinkedIn and I do far more on LinkedIn than I did. But when I first set up, certainly when I set up my first business, which was many, many moons ago, and LinkedIn was, to be fair, I didn't even know it was about then. But I had this kind of idea that it was all like accountants and you know, officey kind of people. And
yes, it's a common misconception.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's only really been in the last, sort of 2 years, I would say, that I've actually realised far more about it. And it's brilliant. You said there are all sorts of very, very, very interesting people on there.
There are, exactly. And it's all in the way that you use it. So it's all about optimising your bio, optimising your headline. So it says, you know, who you are, what you do and who you do it for. So it's really, really obvious. Because what people don't realise necessarily is that every interaction you make on there, people see your bio.
Yeah.
So if it's got who you are and what you do and who you serve, then they're seeing that every time you interact with someone. It's really, really useful.
Right. Yeah.
How do you find, because like LinkedIn, like a lot of the social media platforms are constantly evolving, and some people are kind of referring to it now almost like the business Facebook, you know, because it's got, you know, back even a couple of years ago, you couldn't really post, or people weren't posting video content, for instance, and or certainly kind of pasting, you know, funny videos and that sort of thing, which most people would probably think is more reserved for personal. How do you find the balance between almost like that personal business environment now?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. If you think about it, everybody on there is a person, aren't they? We're all human.
Yeah.
So,
I think so.
And well, I hope so. And the key thing is really, it's about thinking, well, okay, if someone's going to do business with me, yes, they need to know that I'm competent and professional and all of that stuff. Yeah. But do they actually get to know a little bit of the real me as well?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's who they're going to be dealing with day to day, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with sharing a little bit about you. I mean, obviously we've all got our limits about how much you might want to share. And you might not want to go to quite the lengths that some do on Facebook, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with injecting a little bit of personality, is there?
I must admit, I've noticed on LinkedIn that it does see there is a little bit more of that now, because it certainly was very kind of serious. You'd look at it and think, God, do I really want to trawl through all this?
Well, that's right. And for a long time, that was my view on it. I focused a lot on Facebook because of the advertising potential on there.
Right.
And the ability to sort of drill down there. But you can actually do the same on LinkedIn for free. I've actually searched for the criteria you want.
Good point. Good point. And I actually just noticed the other day that they've got stories on there now on LinkedIn.
They have, yes. They've just
pleased about, because I've learned how to use stories very recently on Instagram. And suddenly I saw LinkedIn and I thought, wow, actually, this could be really, really good. Because obviously the audience is now my business, connections, I can now show a little bit more of a lighter side, a little bit more of a personal side without actually posting it as an article. It can be just a little snapshot of me and my life. So I found that really quite an exciting
it's a great development. And it's just for those little snippets. It's really handy. Have you had a go live yet with it?
I haven't actually had a go not live. Live is a word.
That's all right, the president.
Perhaps I'll have a go, but no, the idea of going live, no, I like recording things. That's my job, you see. I record my voice.
Yes. Yeah, so that's not uncommon either.
No. What would be your top tip for your LinkedIn bio then? How would you suggest that people, fill in that really important page?
Okay, well, actually, probably the best tip I've got is that you can get more characters if you use it on iPhone.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're trying to do it on the desktop or whatever, you get fewer characters than if you're...
Hello?
Oh, no.
Oh, no, we've lost Sarah.
Sarah's gone off to do a bio. Oh, no, she's back.
Oh, she's back. Yay.
Sorry, we will start that bio. If you ask the question again, Darren, and then if you could answer it, Sarah. Yeah.
Okay, good point. So, Sarah, what would you say is the most important thing about your bio on LinkedIn?
Okay, one of the most important things to remember is that you can actually fit more characters in if you set it up on an iPhone.
Right.
I have no idea why, but you can.
Good one, yeah.
Excellent. And I suppose it's interesting in terms of... brand personality versus branding yourself, because there's a lot of kind of people out there that know that see personal branding as quite important. And I suppose there's no place better really than LinkedIn to develop a personal brand, particularly if you're an independent person or yourself, you're self-employed or you've got a particular niche, then you could quite quickly be seen as an expert if you're posting relevant content and so on.
That's right, absolutely. It could be that you don't even necessarily need to post your own content. It could be stuff that's relevant to your audience and you're putting your interpretation around it. Mm-hmm. And that's a really powerful way of sharing your knowledge, putting yourself as the expert. It's a really good way of positioning yourself.
So we've got to encourage people to be really confident, really, and step out of the comfort zone. I think sometimes when people set up, in business, they've probably got a captivated audience anyway. Maybe they've done a hobby and they want to cross that over into something a little bit more professional. But of course, there are those people that set up and they don't have a captivated audience and they've got to go and get one. So what's the big tip really on LinkedIn? So you register with LinkedIn, you've set up your bio.
Yeah, so the next thing that I would recommend you do is once you've identified your target audience, so who are the people that you're looking to work with?
Yeah.
What sort of industries are they in? What level are they at? Are they the decision makers or the doers or the how's it going to work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once you've got that nailed, then it's simply a case of going into the search bar, typing in an example job title, typing in your geographical area if that matters to you. It might not. You might be doing everything online and it could be global. Who knows? And then click second connection. Mm-hmm. So what you'll find, you don't want to, your first connections are the people that you're already connected with. Mm-hmm. So that's fine. You're talking to them anyway.
Yep.
But what you want to do is find the next level. Mm-hmm. So you identify those. It'll come up with a load of people. Mm-hmm. And you can go in and have a look and see, what sort of people do you want to be connecting with? Mm-hmm. And the more that you expand those branches, as it were, the bigger your network becomes. And it's also worth remembering, it might be that a person doesn't particularly want to do business with you, but you don't know who they know.
Exactly. True. Would you have any sort of suggestions about what you do next? Because I know personally, it's that sort of idea of that. There's that person. How do you? You're right. You can press connect, but can you write them a little message? Would you suggest saying, you know, hi, I hope I can connect, or do you just
probably I wouldn't. Like the sound of you? Mm-hmm. Well, what you'd be doing is you'd be sort of putting out content regularly anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But what you don't want to be doing is only broadcasting. So we want to take a more strategic approach,
mm-hmm.
and we want to be connecting with the sorts of people that you want to be doing business with and bringing into your network. So as you're doing that, more and more people are seeing what you've got going out, and they're, you know, you're becoming top of their mind, and when they're mm-hmm. ready, they'll come and talk to you.
Right. Yeah.
So that's kind of how it works from a strategic point of view.
Right. Okay.
And therefore, what do you find the mix of posts or communications? I'm sure it will be different to different target audience, but there might be an average where you might kind of consider, well, we want to post something to LinkedIn every 3 days or 5 days, or, I mean, and then do you mix it up in terms of media, video, and then image, or
definitely, back to your
site, or how would you? Would be an introductory example?
Okay, there's no really one size fits all answer to that. Again, it depends on you, your audience. One of the key things, actually, is it depends on your commitments. So it's better to perhaps post something 3 times a week regularly
mm-hmm.
than it is to do a flurry of 3 times a day for a week and then absolutely nothing.
Yeah, yes. I think that's a really
better
good point.
Be regular.
I'm dreadful for just thinking, oh God, I must do this, and I do it, yes. and then think of loads of things to put. But yeah, I really want to be.
And then it's complete silence for months and months, and then we'll
exactly.
go, hello, are you still there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what you'll find actually is, if you look at it, I do a lot of behind the scenes work and looking at the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll see is, as you become less consistent, the numbers start to drop off.
Right.
So the people that are connecting with you start to drop off. The people that are engaging with you start mm-hmm. to drop off.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that leads through to the people that are converting. So whether that's sending you a message, getting in touch, going to your website, whatever it might be, that's going to drop off too.
Yeah.
So it's that consistency is really key.
And do you think that one tip I've sort of been told is to comment on other people's posts sort of regularly, or share their articles and posts and then write a little piece above it to say, you know, wow, this is interesting. Look at this new advancement in whatever field it is, and share other people's stuff when you haven't actually perhaps got the time or thought about what to write yourself, is just share somebody else's.
Yes, you can absolutely do that. And that's, again, it's showcasing you as, you know, sharing the best information that you've got in your field, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to be yours.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that'll also help your sort of visibility from other people.
Absolutely. Yeah. As long as you're saying what you think about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, what you don't want to do is sort of come across as giving somebody else's opinion as your own,
yes.
if you see what I mean, because that's
yes.
a real no-no, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but done strategically, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Great. So is there any other sort of tip you can think about LinkedIn that we haven't actually mentioned yet?
I would say take good care in your profile picture.
Oh, good one.
You know, the little circle one?
Yes, yeah.
I err against using a logo, potentially.
Okay.
Probably because what you want to do is people want to start building a relationship with you. So
right.
they need to know who they're talking to.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can be professional, or you can have a bit more of a slightly informal picture. It doesn't matter. But as long as they can get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
So who are they talking to?
Yes.
That's really important.
And, of course, you've got the business pages, you know, element, haven't you? So you know, if you're an SME, you could quite easily have a company page and then you'd have your personal page.
You could. The key thing to remember there is that company pages get zero reach, pretty much.
Mm. Oh, really?
So they do, yeah.
Right.
So it's more using them almost as the shop window to say, well, this is kind of what you do. Mm-hmm. And yes, you can post there now and again, that kind of thing. Absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But what you've got to remember is that stuff that appears in other people's notification feeds is stuff from your personal profile.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Not the company stuff, it won't appear so much. Mm.
That's really interesting. I think that a lot of people wouldn't know that.
It's the opposite to Facebook, really.
Is that the case if, what if you had, I don't know, 500 followers on your business page, your business LinkedIn page, and you posted once a week, would they see their update?
Quite likely, yes. Yeah, I mean, probably about, I'm not sure the exact percentages these days, probably about 10% might see it.
Right, okay.
So don't rely on people to see it, I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
Unless you, perhaps you might want to share it from your personal profile.
Yes.
And up the reach and the engagement that way. Mm. So that's another good way that you can do things.
Mm. Mm. Fascinating. Look, you know, Sarah, thanks for joining us. It's just been...
Sorry, can we do that bit? Sorry, can I be a pain and say that bit again? Somebody's knocking their microphone all the time. I can hear it. Oh. It's like, can you not hear... Bang, bang, bang.
I did hear some things, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know whether it's Wayne or whether it's you.
It's one of you. It's not me. I'm not moving.
That. Who's? I think it's Wayne. I think...
No, it's not me.
Yeah, no, sorry, it's Sarah.
It's
me. What am I doing?
Are you moving your head around?
Don't know. Don't they? I'm not sure.
Or knocking something.
Is it in can your...
You not... Oh, I can hear that. I don't know what that is.
Ugh. Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, it's stopped again now.
Yeah.
Say something, try Wayne, again. See if it's you.
1, 2, 3,
yes,
four.
It's you.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, what your microphone is it's popping. Really bad. It's popping badly. You haven't touched anything, moved anything?
That's my PP microphone. I haven't really touched anything. Is that any better?
Oh, you've changed now. You've done something. Yeah,
that's better.
Yes. It's very good now. It's better.
Maybe there was a loose lead. Are you saying that I sound awful?
Oh, hang on. I think perhaps you're on a different mic now. Are you just on your computer mic or... Because it's changed, hasn't it, Sarah? Completely.
It has, yeah. Yeah.
No, my
background sound's gone.
Shall I say thank you to Sarah, Wayne? Because that way it'll sound... Because you say it's popping like mad now.
Oh, I don't know what's going on then. Well, yes, if you sum it up and say, what's your website address, Sarah?
SarahMPlatt.com.
Sarah M. Platt?
Yeah.
M for mother.
SarahMPlatt.com.
SarahMPlatt.com. Right, so if you mute yourself, Wayne, sorry, because it really is going...
You should also say that people want to know more about InTune Radio, you know, InTune-radio.co.uk.
InTune-radio.co.uk,
and they can reach Sarah through us,
info@InTune-radio.co.uk, not com.
Sum it up quite quickly and go, yeah, thanks, Sarah, that's amazing.
Yeah, I will.
You know.
Okay, I will. Okie doke.
Go on mute. Mute.
Yeah, mute.
Because I'll be clapping.
It'll make a noise, though. It's that poppy noise. It's really...
Oh, is it still going through?
Yeah.
I'll leave you to it, then.
Sorry, Wayne. Oh dear, sorry, Wayne.
You've got 7 minutes.
Yes, I know, exactly. That's why I just thought we'd better do it then. So sorry, Wayne, we'll say cheerio.
It's good fun.
Yeah. I might even say I'm afraid Wayne has gone off because his mic's not working very well. Or perhaps I better not say that. I better not say that. Okay, right. You're still recording, Wayne, yeah? Yes, he is. Good. Okay, right. Okay, well, thank you so much, Sarah. That has been really, really interesting, those top tips about LinkedIn. So, everybody, Sarah can be contacted via her website, which is sarahmplatt.com. And also, she can be contacted via InTune email, what's the word, email, which is info@intune-radio.co.uk. And if you have got any questions for Sarah, say you can contact her either through her website or through our own personal email. So thank you again, Sarah. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.